I'm heading into Hinckley to see my grandmother and a female police officer, mainly because of some rogue traders who have been intimidating and repeatedly going round and, I believe, taking advantage, allegedly, of my grandmother's very bad memory at the moment. And I've noticed money going from her account, and she will constantly say to me, I'm not sure if I paid the gardener, It's a guy that, or group of people that, you know, come round and do odd jobs in the street, it seems. And I was a little bit suspicious when the gardener suddenly became the window cleaner and none of the windows were getting cleaned, and she is not that stupid, and she was saying, can I go and clean the windows, because the window cleaner hasn't done a very good job, and it looked like he hadn't even bothered. He just rubbed a dirty rag over the place. And I thought, well, this isn't a professional person, what's going on? And then one thing led to another. I actually asked them not to come back, yet they kept coming back. I think they see my grandmother as just a silly old person who has a pension, that she obviously has a little bit of money on the side, about 10-20 quid that they think they can have. Well, the last occasion, they charged her £40 to trim some bushes by her garage, but whilst on the garage roof, put their foot through it. It's asbestos, so you can imagine a nightmare that'll be to get it fixed or replaced. It cost an absolute fortune. So I said to them, look, you've made the damage, you go round and fix it. I didn't even want you to do this work, yet you've gone round and done it. Then charged her for it, then told her she needed a garage roof fixing to try and get that kind of that work as well. And who has that kind of mentality to exploit the elderly like that? People see old people as useless, as foolish, as simple, as not a valid part of society. Well, maybe we shouldn't be putting that kind of label on anybody and what their worth is now. As far as I'm concerned, my grandmother is incredibly valuable to me and my family. She's the person with the most love. She's the person that cares the most. She's the person that has the just such an incredible amount of history behind her when it comes to the love and support that she's done in bringing up my family. How dare they? So let's look at the bigger picture here. And you hear these stories of old men, old women getting mugged, and the paper, you know, alludes to some medals that this guy won in the war, and you're thinking, oh, it's the old, oh, what I did for the youth in the war. Well, yes, I'm going to now get my head around this, because this is important. And it was only recently that I found out what my grandmother did in the war. She was a partisan in the Italian Alps. And her, along with her boyfriend, called Bruno, this bearded Italian Che Guevara type, and this, I guess, bandit as far as the German occupation were concerned, they were in the mountains communicating with lanterns, with basic radio equipment, aiding the Allied forces. My grandmother smuggled messages, secret messages, in her bicycle pump past German lines. At one point, a German soldier helped her bike over a fence, and she thought, this is it, this is the point where I die, because he's going to find this message and I will be shot immediately. What kind of balls do these rogue traders have in comparison to that? Don't look at an old person as useless. Try to take into consideration the use that they not only have had, but they have to their family and those around them right now. They might not have a job, no, but there's a lot more important things in the world than jobs. These people helped forge the civilized world as we know it. So just look a little deeper. Not that there's any rogue traders listening to this. I wish they would. Please don't take advantage of the weak. It's just really just isn't worth the misery for that extra 20, 30 quid a time. I mean, get a life, seriously. It just makes me so angry. I just can't get my head around it. I can't understand it. I just hope the police have some kind of way of dealing with it. Because I know what I'd do if I got my hands on them.